Denise, next paper, which is paper...
21.
21.
So this agenda paper discusses a request to clarify the application of the requirements regarding the presentation and content of the condensed statement of cash flows in the interim financial statements. And more specifically, it addresses some concerns raised on the application of paragraph 10 of IAS 34, which refers mainly to the content. The submitter states that there are two views on the application of these requirements, and one view is that an entity could present a detailed structure of the condensed statement of cash flows, and another view is that an entity could present a three-line condensed statement of cash flows showing only totals for operating, investing, and financing cash flow activities. So we analyze these views. We acknowledge that paragraph 10 may provide a technical basis for presenting a three-line condensed statement of cash flows, and we believe that is not acceptable. The condensed statement of cash flow should be more detailed. And for this reason, we are proposing an amendment that could be part of the annual improvements project, and that would emphasize two main things: that a condensed financial statement should include information reflecting the changes in financial position and performance of the entity since the latest annual reporting period, and that an entity should present additional line items to prevent information in a financial report from being misleading. So, do you agree with the amendment?
Scott?
This is a bit difficult for me to think about. I have not seen a situation where I believe that only presenting the subtotals is sufficient. Every time I've seen that, I've said, nah, you know, I think you gotta have more to prevent the financial statements from being misleading. But the changes that we're proposing to paragraph 10, staff's proposing to paragraph 10, essentially say there is never a situation in which only presenting the headings and subtotals is not misleading. You must always find some other line items. That seems to me to be a more significant change than we usually do in an annual improvement. You know, as it's written now, it says start with the headings and subtotals and do more if you need to. We're proposing to change it to say start with the headings and subtotals and then figure out what else you need to add, but you will definitely need to add something. I like the change because it reflects my experience that I've never believed that only the subtotals was enough, but I wouldn't have thought this was an annual improvement.
Andrew?
I just don't think this change is necessary. If a change was necessary, I wouldn't make this change. The outreach, Scott's observations, my observations indicate there's very little diversity in practice. I think the average said 96% of entities are reporting on a more detailed basis, but IAS 34...
I could say 99%.
You didn't look at the other 3%, yeah, Scott, but very little diversity in practice. But you know, IAS 34 does start with the bare minimum is the headings and line items in the headings and subtotals in the annual financial statements, and the test to add more is whether or not that is misleading, and that requires some judgment. In the great, great majority of cases, entities are applying that judgment with the outcome that they're adding more line items. If we wanted to kind of turn it around and really, I just find, frankly, this wording is kind of saying the same thing in a different way, or it's too nuanced to clearly have the impact which I think the staff desires it to have, I'd start with saying include the headings, subtotals, and line items as per the annual financial statements and only amalgamate things if that is not misleading, put the onus on the preparer. But I don't recommend that change, I just think that would be a clearer way of going about where I think you want to get to, but I just don't think we have a problem in practice that justifies this change.
Joanna?
I guess I'm on the same page as Scott and Andrew, but I think really importantly that if it is not misleading to just do the three line items, then I don't see that that is a problem. The principles are you give the information that is required for it not to be misleading. And if you think you've got very little cash flows and you think that it's not misleading, then just to do those headings, then you could. I agree that 99% or 97% or whatever percent you want, people don't do that because they are applying. And IS 34 is very, very clear that you've got to give additional information. So I just think that this is unnecessary to actually require anything further. And as Scott says, the change actually being proposed basically says thou must add something else.
Denise?
Honestly, at first when I was writing this paper, I thought about issuing a tentative agenda decision and to say it's clear, it's not misinterpreted. However, when I received this result from the outreach request and some unsolicited comments that I also mentioned in the paper, many people agreed that even though there was a prevalent approach in practice, there could be some room for confusion and misunderstanding in paragraph 10.
Room for confusion or room for abuse?
Well, you are right. Room for abuse. You are
room for abuse means you're not complying with the standard. And our job is not to create some rules to make people comply with the standard.
I was thinking the same. I mean, the standard as written does not give you an option of presenting only the subtotals. Unless taking that approach is not misleading. Is somebody saying that as long as I present the subtotals truthfully, it's not misleading?
No, they are not saying that. But to me, the problem was that that was opening some doors, apparently, for some people. And even accounting firms that provide unsolicited comments, they were recognizing that fact. So sometimes we are trying to be helpful for the regulators, and maybe I thought that an amendment was necessary just to encourage this presentation of additional information. But maybe it's not necessary, as you say.
I read the standard as it exists as very much encouraging additional information while not requiring it, and we're proposing a change to require it.
Okay, we've got a dialogue going that's leaving a lot of people out. Reinhard?
I think, somewhat to what Denise is saying, there is some confusion out there in my experience as to what condensed means. Does condensed mean you have the same set of financial statements with the same items, but it's just a condensed set of notes versus condensing within the financial statements themselves, which may be underlying some of the confusion that the submitter is pointing to. But having said that, I would agree with the comments that are made that the proposed amendments don't really deal with that specific issue. I mean, it does have IS 34 does have the principles in it in terms of what needs to be included in. From the perspective of updating for subsequent events, etc. So I would have thought that rather than having a proposed amendment to IS 34, that we could point out some of those principles in an agenda decision itself rather than going an amendment route.
Martin?
I agree on the statement specifically with regard to cash flow statements of corporates. I'm not sure, and this is also mentioned in the paper here, about other industries as banks or insurances, how valuable analysts really believe these kinds of cash flow informations are, as they more or less permanently have this cash flow streams going in and out. I have no industry insight, and no, probably this would be worse also, well, to ask some analysts for what their opinion on this in specific industries. And if there really would be the outcome, well, we agree that also kind of condensed cash flow is sufficient, or I wouldn't care.
Well, we have an analyst with that experience that I'm about to ask for an opinion, but let's finish the table first. Laurence?
I was surprised by Esma's request because it didn't fit with my experience of what I could see. So I was really wondering how wide, if Esma has been noticing discrepancies in such presentation, how wide is it? Is it specific to certain sectors or so on? And then after I got that feedback, because my initial reaction was that an amendment was not needed in this.
Okay, we'll hold and go all the way through and ask the people on the phone before I ask Marie to come back in. Tony?
I echo what some other people have said. My sense is that we're writing a rule here that isn't necessary, that there are principles in the standard, and that an agenda decision could just re-emphasize that there are principles in the standard, and that those principles get you to the right answer. I agree there might be a very small subset of circumstances where three lines meets the requirements of the standard. I've just never come across it in practice. I did some outreach within my own organization, and apparently we have seen it a couple of times, but it's very, very rare, and I think there's enough in IS 34 to get to the right answer.
The mention was made of an analyst who understands the insurance industry. And Sandy?
And what was the specific, I didn't catch the specific question on that, before that, nature of the question.
I think Martin's comment, and he can correct me if I misstate it, was that generally in a corporate, the three-line condensation would be deemed to be not fully informative, but that he wasn't confident that he'd reached the same conclusion about a bank or an insurance company. And he wondered what users' reactions would be in those circumstances.
Well, I think that, I mean, there was, even when this financial statement presentation project was going on, the question was, you know, are the breakouts and the cash flow useful for banks and insurance companies? And a lot of people said, no, it's not as meaningful. But I think that it is still, you know, I think the line between operating and investing gets a little blurred at times. And sometimes based on the categories of certain insurance liabilities, financing. But I still think that this is my personal view. I believe there's some usefulness to those breakdowns, though I would agree that it's not maybe as religious as it might be in a manufacturing entity. Those lines are a little more blurred, but I would, I think it's important to have something, I think it's very important to have something more than just the three line items. But I'm not certain that, I mean, the change that's been proposed actually addresses how people might interpret the fact that you could do just the three line items. We've added the language at the top there, but it seems to me that it's the notion of headings and subtotals that leads people to believe that might be okay, rather than saying line items and subtotals, which I believe is addressed in one of the paragraphs. I don't remember exactly which one. But I think it's also important to remember that it's important that, you know, the nature of cohesiveness in how in the condensed financial statements, the connection of it's just as important in the interim financial statements as it is in the annual financial statements that you understand how the line items flow to the cash flow, so that you can see whether these income statement items and these changes in some of these balance sheet items actually, you know, what the impact is on cash. So I would find it, I can't think of a circumstance where three line items would be sufficient from a user perspective on the cash flow in an interim set of financial statements. Just my views overall.
Okay. Luca?
No comment.
Shelley?
We supported the staff recommendation. I'm sensing that the committee is leaning more toward a rejection now, so we probably need to read that wording, to get an understanding of whether it was going to help regulators enforce. What I'm hearing the committee say is what they think is clear in the standard. Many view a strict interpretation to mean you don't have to do more than the headings and subtotals. I understand paragraph 10 talks about needing to include additional line items if their omission would make the financial statements misleading. That's tough to enforce. Many will say, I've given you operating, investing, and financing cash flows. I haven't misled you by not adding, additional information. So, again, I think we just want to see the rejection wording and see what it said.
Marie?
To answer the question, is it widespread? I think we see it from time to time in secondary rejection because we ask among ourselves. So it's not really frequent, but we see it in major rejection and not in a specific industry. I also agree that people are sort of confusion. Is it enough to have three line items? And we do not want to create a rule, so maybe a rejection is enough if it's well written and so on. And I also agree that for the moment, the amendment we have, I do not think it will really helpful. So maybe a detailed rejection would be great.
Okay, to a degree, this sounds to me like the classic, tell me where it says I can't situation. I don't sense any support, any significant support for the proposed staff amendment. Mm-hmm. So that goes. I do hear support for an agenda notice that again includes an exhortation. My favorite word today. That says, yes, the principle is condensed, but you have to ensure that the condensation is not in and of itself misleading, or words to that effect. I'm not going to try and write it right now. Not just because we're tired after a very difficult meeting. I don't think that this is an agenda notice that we ought to deal with quickly. I think we ought to bring it to the next meeting. Because of the importance to the regulators and because of the importance of the issue. Now, that's not going to take it before up beyond the next interim.
Yeah,
if we were worried about year end, we might push a little bit. But let's bring this to the next meeting as an agenda notice.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give Denise a chance to coordinate with ESMA and IOSCO and other interested regulators. I'm seeing head nodding and no head shaking, so we'll take that as a accepted. And if I read the agenda correctly, that's all she wrote. Anything else, Michael?
No, that's everything.
And our timetable for getting something out to people to read on update is?
We'll get it out tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Bless your heart. Anything else for the good of the order? None appearing, we will proceed to close. Thank you all. It has been difficult.
Can I ask you something?
Difficult. Challenge.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Bye bye all.
Name not recorded has left the conference. Challenge.
I had a
Luca.
Has left the conference.